welcome those of you with enough staying power to come and watch paint dry. We have a number of items on the agenda. They are last-minute IDNC recommendations, NSO guidelines, back and disaster response planning, IANA working group work plan, administrative workshop in Cairo, McAfee report, a membership application, and a couple of items under any other business. We'll also rather than do the production thing. So the first item on the...
Just for the YANA working group work plan, I don't need any resolution to be taken, so I would just prefer to say a YANA working group update.
Okay, that's fine.
Thanks.
So the first item on the agenda is the review of the last minutes and actions. Now, the last minutes are actually minutes of a telephone meeting. Gabby has not yet had time to prepare those minutes, so we will adjourn that item to the next telephonic council call, if that's okay with everyone. Second item is, that is okay with everyone, I hope. Second item is the IDNC recommendation, and the item reads, on the fast track, following the meeting of members today, at which clear consensus was reached on the draft final report of the IDNC working group, council resolves, one, to thank the IDNC working group for its hard work in the final report, two, welcomes the report and endorses recommendations, three, to ask the IDNC working group to submit the report to the ICANN board, recommendations 5 to 6. Four, to request the board to instruct the ICANN staff to prepare an implementation plan based on the recommendations report. And goes on to say, the council believes that the model of the IDNC working group demonstrated the ability of the ICANN supporting organisations, advisory committee, technical community, work together in an efficient and effective manner. Discussion. Do we have anything to say, or do we just put the resolution? Olivier.
Chris, could you say a word on the GAC process on this document, and if this document is endorsed or not by the GAC? Not what's the process with the GAC?
Current situation is that the GAC is working on its GAC. I understand it. It looks they will say that they approve. They will use different words to us. They always do. But they will support the. They will, you know, welcome the report and support the recommendations, etc. But I can't say that for absolutely certain because it hasn't happened. But I don't think that has an effect on whether we do it or not.
At least no opposition.
No. Anyone else want to talk to this issue? Okay, so may I ask then for a proposer for the resolution? Well, let's do it resolution by resolution because I've split them up into four in case any of the bits of them are problematic. So first, can I have a proposer that we thank the working report? Thank you. Do I have a second? Slobodan, thank you very much. All those in favour, please. Oscar.
In favour.
You're in favour, thank you. Anyone against? No? And in that case, the resolution passes. I've just realised before, just to go back a bit, Gabby, we need to note apologies from Leslie and Victor. So the second resolution on the IDNC recommendations is that the council welcomes the report and endorses the recommendations. Mohammed, thank you. Are you proposing as Mohammed or Victor? Mohammed. May I have a second, please? Thank you. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Oscar?
In favour.
Thank you. Attention. No. third resolution is that we ask the IDN, the working group, to submit the reports to the ICAM board with the endorsement of the recommendations by the CC Council.
Poser, please. Poser.
Rishio? Seconder? Well, he's seconding, thank you. All those in favour? Oscar?
In favour.
Thank you. Anyone against? And any abstentions? The final final resolution on this part is to request the board instruct the ICAM staff to prepare an implementation plan based on the recommendations contained in the report. I have a proposer for that, please.
Chris,
yes, Oscar.
May I have a question here?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Are we entitled to make this request to the board?
Well, we can ask the board to do anything we like. Whether they choose to do it or not is entirely another issue. But yes, I think we can ask them. And I think that if the wording that I have seen from the GAC is maintained, then the GAC will be asking the same thing.
Okay. Okay, it's just a procedural thing. That was my concern.
Okay.
Okay.
So, did I have a proposer that was Nashua? And a seconder? Please, thank you. All those in favour? Please raise your hand. Oscar?
In favour.
Thank you. Anyone against? That's carried. And then, Gabby, the minutes should also include the note. Council believes that the model of the IDNC working group demonstrated the ability of the ICAM supporting organisations advisory committee to work together in an efficient and effective manner, provided that no one has any objection to that note. It's not a resolution. Now, second part of the internationalised domain name section is on the IDN policy development process. Resolution says, due to the time and effort involved in finalising the IDN working group report, Council has not yet received the draft CCPDP issues report. So the Council resolves to instruct the issues manager to finalise the draft as soon as possible. Any discussion on that?
No.
Oh, it's not meant to be harsh, and he drafted it anyway. If he wants to beat himself up, that's his problem. Okay.
Can we try to set a time frame, maybe for a title meeting?
Well, I think we can ask Bart what he thinks about that. Bart, can we? Well, would you like to give us an estimate? Yes, but what I mean is to publish the first one, to publish a draft for public comment as a first step.
Good. Great. I can try
and speak. Yeah, actually, you're right. Bart needs to speak on a microphone. Sorry. Thanks, Young. Sorry, Oscar.
Sorry, Oscar. I think by end of August, early September, that is a feasible time frame.
Okay. So, you're okay with it?
Say something like 15 September.
It's a very, very, very complicated document. I mean, make sure we get it right. Okay. So, is everyone done with the discussion? So. Okay, so I'll just read the resolution one more time. Time and effort involved in finalising the IDNC working group report. Council has not yet received the draft CCPDP issues report. The Council resolves to instruct the issues manager to finalise the draft as soon as possible so that it can be published for comment. I have a proposer, please. Okay, so it'll be published for comment by the 15th of September. May I have a proposal? Somebody? Anyone? Oh, I'm sorry, Youngham, thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please? Dottie, thank you. also guidelines by the working group. Council thanks the Processes Working Group for its proposed guidelines and resolves to adopt the guidelines and instructs the Secretariat to publish them on the CCNSO website. And apparently, according to Bart, the Council looks forward to following the guidelines. any discussion on the guidelines? Yes, young.
I actually have a question. There's a section on liaisons. I just would like to know if there are any liaisons that have been appointed and what plans we do have of appointing one if we haven't.
Okay. We have liaisons from where? From the regional organisations have liaisons. So they come, so Peter and Don and Eric, I guess. Eric. Okay. Badiel. The ALAC has Jacqueline, is our inward-facing liaison, and we have Ron, who's our outward-facing liaison. And one of the things that we'll be talking about with the GNSO at our joint meeting tomorrow is whether we should have liaisons. So currently do exist in some circumstances, not in others. Yes, Bart?
But with respect to the GAC, there was, needs to be reconstituted the GAC-CCDO liaisons group.
Yes, we're going to have that. I'm going to talk about that under any other business on the agenda, but yes. Yes, that's right. Any other comment or questions on the guidelines? Yes, Nashua. Pass the microphone.
It's just regarding the wording of this paragraph. The council looks forward to the following set of guidelines. For me, following means that it's something is following.
Yes, that's why I thought it was actually meant to say the council looks forward to following the guidelines.
Following or next?
I think we'll take that sentence out. Take that sentence out.
Okay.
Exactly. So, any other comment or discussion before I read the resolution again? Okay, so now we'll have to find it. Now, Council thanks Processes Working Group for its proposed guidelines, the resolve to adopt the guidelines, instructs the Secretariat to publish them on the website. May I have a proposer for that? Oscar?
In favor.
Thank you. One against? Harriet. Sorry. Okay. One is attack and disaster response planning. You have seen possibly Conti, but others won't. They won't have done, so I'll read it. Record. In May of this year, ICANN staff conducted an attack and disaster response planning workshop jointly with the APTLD. The goal was to increase awareness and readiness for natural disasters as well as cyber-related attacks. ICANN envisions expanding this workshop at both the managerial and technical level to help assist the broader community of CCTLDs prepare for a range of contingencies. The intent of this initiative includes a geographically cyclic approach to working within the regions with CCTLD managers and operators, an ongoing effort to jointly identify risk, develop plans, and exercise response capability as a part of a continuing process to enhance the capacities of the CCTLD community. As this is within the 2008 to 2011 ICANN strategic plan, staff request the assistance from the CCNSO to engage in a dialogue with the CCTLD operators regarding our desire to explore utility and implementation approach for such an initiative in their respective regions. We look forward to hearing the response.
Becky.
We look forward to hearing the response of the CCNSO and are excited to discuss the opportunity for the stakeholders. So, That's the draft resolution is. Can't get away with not sitting at the table. The draft resolution says the council acknowledges receipt of the email from Steve Conti, ICANN staff, regarding attack and disaster response planning. The council believes that this is a useful initiative that should be pursued mainly in consultation with the regional organisations. Council will provide assistance where necessary. Discussion and resolution.
Since North America doesn't really have a strong regional organization.
Or any, in fact.
I think that we still need to focus on an attack and disaster response, even though we don't have an organization to work with.
Yeah.
So we should make provisions for us to be included in some other group.
That's why it says mainly with regional organizations, because we are aware there isn't one American region. So what I will, if we pass this resolution, I'll write back to Steve Conti and say what we've said. And respect to North America, obviously there is no regional organisation. Little bit more information.
But that doesn't help us.
Well, you mean you would like to actually?
I would like to do it. Yes.
Yeah, but no, you mean that you would actually like to hang on to the back of another regional organisation?
I would like to be involved in a group that is making a group movement.
Excellent. Okay. So that's fine, and I will make that point if you pass the resolution. Just let me say a piece of additional information. I had an email from Steve earlier which says, I have arranged the Ibanez room on Thursday from 3:30 to 4:30 to discuss more details of the capacity building workshops with the regional organisations, which you know about, right? Please consider this an invitation to attend or have a representative or representatives of the CCNSO attend this. Our goal is to lay out the course in more detail and get feedback to the course and as to how ICANN can better partner with delivering it. So we can easily send, ask people to go, and Dottie, if you're here, you can go to that as well. Don, did you want to say something? Pass the microphone to Don.
Thanks very much. This is this initiative stems from CCTLD managers in the Asia Pacific not being able to sleep at night because they would wake up worrying that what would happen to their jobs and their organization. So APTLD has this year a theme, an overarching theme of security and surety. We have two programs associated with that. One is at a management level, ADRP program that we ran in KL that was organized, that was delivered by ICANN and friends of ICANN, was the first part of it. Second part is a technical aspect where we're going to bring the geeks to build the network, attack it, develop some mitigation strategies, so they can see what's happening. Now that aspect we're actually doing in conjunction with AP Nick August in prison, and everyone is welcome in or North America or wherever. So that's APTLD's approach. The other ROs we've talked over the past couple of years, they're keen to also support that. So if the CCNSO is also keen to involve that, to be able to confer.
Thank you, Don. Any other comments on this? I will send an email. If we pass the resolution, I'll send an email out to the members and the council with details for the meeting tomorrow, and those who would like to attend, no doubt, most welcome. So I'll read the resolution one more time. Council acknowledges receipt of the email from Steve Conti, ICANN staff, regarding attack and disaster response planning. These are the initiative, mainly in consultation with regional organisations. Council will provide assistance. I have a proposal. Oh, favor, please raise. Oscar?
Favor.
You? Anyone against? The next item on the agenda is the CCNSO IANA Working Group Work Plan. Did you actually say anything about that, or do we just want to get a note?
Has anybody has a problem if, since we used to do an update on the working group over the council meeting, if I do an update, short update about the IANA working group now?
That's perfectly all right. Go ahead.
Okay, so there are three main topics that are considered currently by the working group. One is the new IANA software. Another one is finding the route, since the CCNSO has asked for input from the working group to the CCNSO. And another one is the work plan of the working group. On the IANA software, IANA, to remind, is deploying a new interface for TLD to update their data in the IANA repository. IANA has indicated that the goal of this software was to increase automation and performance in IANA operations. IANA has set up a platform for TLDs to test the software. TC could request for an account from the IANA staff to access the testbed. On his side, the IANA working group has proposed a testing approach and has set up a group to test the new IANA interface. For technical reasons, this testing process was delayed. In the meantime, IANA announced the 12th of June the cessation of public testing, and the IANA working group has furnished an interim report indicating that the software added complexity in IANA interaction with CC for an unclear benefit, and also indicated that the software would need more tests since, in its view, it was not ready to be deployed in an operational environment. Therefore, today, the IANA working group would ask for more documentation and testing on the new IANA software. That's where we are with the software. For signing the route, signing the route zone is an ongoing issue that the working group is still considering. I furnish here an update because we, in the work plan, in the draft work plan, we indicated that we would be able now to furnish a response to the CCNSO, and it's not the case yet. Various CCs are participating in the IANA working group activities. We produced a paper in the NSSEC that we presented over the last meeting, and we are now consulting CCs with regard to this question. The group has also asked the ERSAC for input from their perspective. The ERSAC has indicated that it will provide formal input after their meeting at the end of July in Dublin. I'm confident that the IANA Working Group will be able to respond to the demand of the CCNSO to the IANA Working Group by Cairo. IANA Working Group work plan. What you for? So the new IANA Working Group charter that was approved in New Delhi foresees a work plan to be established and published at the beginning of each calendar year. The draft for the IANA Working Group work plan has been prepared by the working group and was submitted by mail after consultation of the council. The proposed work plan is presented within two documents. The first one that describes IANA context and introduces IANA working group activities, and a second one that proposes a schedule for IANA working group activities for 2009. I'm not going to enter into detail what are in these documents. We received couple of inputs through the meeting here from the community, from the CCs. So a new then our working group paper will be sent again after the shortly after the meeting in Paris, including the couple of comments that we had on the work plan and suggestions for this work plan to be published on the website for wider consultation of the CCs on it will be proposed to the council. Just two quick words on why this paper doesn't need to be approved now. First, we are talking about the 2009 work plan, so there is no need to rush on it. And second, the work plan was just presented, so it's a good opportunity now to have a consultation. Last thing I would like to stress with regard to the Vienna Working Group, reminded that people that are participating in the Vienna Working Group and that are undertaking activities are doing it on voluntary basis. So it's voluntary work. So I would just like to aware people that to aware the council and also the council that if I want to have participation in activities of the working group, volunteers need to know that we are working hard, and I want to thank those that are working hard in activities, but they want to know that activities that we undertake are properly.
Thanks, Olivier. Any comments or discussion on Olivier's report, Patricia?
Yeah, but what Oliver just said, that the testers, or I don't know if some of the testers of the new IANA automation software felt that it added complexity with unclear benefits. I wonder if we should try to arrive at some more definite conclusion on that matter, because otherwise the deployment of the software is going ahead as scheduled, and we might be introducing something that we're not sure that it's a good thing. Can you elaborate on that? And
yes. There were a report and a presentation.
Works. Perfect. Like it like this.
Refine it.
Is when we started to deploy this software, IANA has indicated that basically it was designed, and the goal of the software was to improve IANA operation and IANA performance, and also call widely after, I think, in Los Angeles for testers to check that everything was all right with the software. So we launched this, and amongst the testers, we patched the work and also tried to test different areas and possibilities of the software. And we noticed basically four main things. The first one is that there is still some bugs in the software, clear bugs. So there is a bug tracking process which is now established. So We can report over those bugs. We have seen that the developers are working hard and are responsive, but still there are bugs. So we have not been able to go up to the end of the testing approach because we had to test the technical problem, which quite an additional delay for testing, so we couldn't go up to the end. We also saw that the process flow of IANA hasn't changed, and that there are still manual review that needs to be performed internally in IANA and also externally with VeriSign and with the DOC. So the actual benefit of the new software relies also on external and practical considerations, which means that it's not clear which benefit we will have, because it's not only a question of the software, also a question of the software. And the last thing is that the new software adds complexity to the front end. And so to deal with updating operation for CC sounds more complicated with the new software. That's why today the working group and the testers think that the software would require additional testing for being ready to be deployed operationally. Does it respond to your question?
Oh, no, it does respond, but my feeling was that perhaps we try to ask testers or the working group to arrive at the more definite recommendation of whether this software should be deployed or not.
Olivia, you're saying that you can't, I think you're saying you can't do that yet without doing some more work, is that correct? Lottie?
Yesterday I helped Olivier edit his slides for English, so I went pretty slowly and carefully through everything and heard the story. And then I heard VeriSign's response morning, and well, maybe it was today, but after, yes, it comes over. And my view of it was that VeriSign was testing it in corporate mode, and that the CCNSO was testing it in, you know, our meeting-to-meeting mode. And they didn't want to wait any longer for us to get to the end, and because we were taking too long. And they basically said that they felt that the two issues that the working group had come up with respect to the manual aspects of both IANA and VeriSign would be handled through automation. And that's the way I see it. I mean, we're not really in the point, we're not really with, CCNSO is not really usually in the position of making technical recommendations, not the way the IETF is like that. So I just think it requires a lot more commitment of time and energy than somebody with day jobs has.
I'm just a little bit concerned about this because my understanding is that part of this was, in fact, to remove some of the manual processes. So it is important in the sense that it gets us farther along towards moving the DOC out of final approval checkoff stage, and that was the goal of this. So I guess all I'm saying here is to the extent that is there and the automation is tied to, I wonder if there is a meeting to get a board or some other, I mean, how is that going to, I'm trying to, seems like if this is the way that we get the Department of Commerce off of the checking every box, it's important to do it. And So if there is some disconnect between the manual things getting solved with automation, how do we get in sync with this?
Thank you. You may have additional information and information that I haven't, but I haven't understood that the deployment of this new software would change anything with regard to the view of the U.S.
But that's what Ken Silver said.
I understand exactly as Oliver does, that the check that the DOC makes comes at the end, after everything else has been done, and this software is in the previous phase, and when things are handed over to DOC, that's Ken Silver said it was no more than 48 hours, and that was not the bottleneck that we were trying to solve.
Hero wants to say something. Olivier. That's okay. Hero.
Yeah, thanks. I talked with IANA working group member from CAM that participates in the software testing. And I've known also from him that the software will need testing, and as already said, if the software is still at the stage requiring some testing and improvements, I think we should urge IANA to take actions integrating Power or CC's testing evaluation method appropriately in the development improvement plan of the process software.
Can I make a suggestion? Olivier, you've got that report you just read, or those slides you just read. You've got that obviously there. Can I suggest that what we need to do is to think through what the next step is? So why don't we agree that Olivier will send the notes out, and on our next council call, we will have on the agenda this item to discuss what next steps we should take. I'm a little wary about making decisions right now without having time to think it through, Dottie.
Well, I know that making decisions is difficult to do right now, but basically, we've been summarily dismissed by IANA in terms of continued testing in writing. So it seems to me that a response now, maybe not a decision, but a response is appropriate now.
All right. And in that case, what I suggest is the following. Olivier, if you can make sure that I have a copy of the... I may well have it, but I just haven't got it yet, a copy of the letter. I will draft a response. I will send to everybody. And it'll be a holding response, but a response that really states that we are not happy. And if we can send that, you're not seem to be, is that not okay with you, Olivia?
Not happy, I don't know, because they are responsive, they are loaded of work. I know that.
Yes, I understand.
They have, but the fact is, amongst testers who are thinking, who I say consensusly, I don't know, that the software is not ready to be deployed.
Okay. And that's extremely important. So, if you can brief me, tomorrow I will draft something and I will send it out to everybody. I get enough yeses, changes if you want to make changes. We'll send a note out to IANA, and then we'll discuss it in more detail next fall. Is that an okay way of proceeding for everybody? All right. So there is much to be gained by bouncing the ball backwards and forwards right now. Okay, good. So, Olivia, you and I will have a chat in the morning or whenever. Or perhaps tonight at the Galar. Or perhaps tonight at the gala, because we have nothing better to do with ourselves than stand around and talk about IANA. Okay, thanks. That's good. Back to the agenda. The next item is item 6, which is the administrative workshop in Cairo. This is just a note. Where we're currently up to with this is that there's been some difficulty in us all getting clear what it is we actually mean by an administrative workshop. And the part participation working group had agreed that they would sit down and think that through. Leslie is not with us today, so I think we'll just move that item across to our next meeting. Nothing to do with that right now. That brings us to the McAfee. I'm sorry, yes, Olivier.
Just a question on this one. I think Hilda made a presentation on the participation working group. Was it mentioned about this administrative workshop?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think anything's happened yet. We need to re-ask them and get a conversation going. The next item is the McAfee report. Now, you'll recall at the meeting, Jonathan, at his presentation, you'll recall that Nigel mentioned that he had sent a note to McAfee, because he discovered that, in fact, despite the fact that it says it ranks the world's CCTLDs, they actually only tested 73 of them. And in fact, some of them are not even mentioned on the list. Well, specifically, at least, Nigel's are not even mentioned on the list. Are you still here? No, he's gone. Jonathan, I think, would say that whilst they have managed to contain damage, that it nonetheless has been very stressful and difficult to deal with. I wonder whether we could perhaps consider setting up a little group to think about whether there's anything that we should be doing ourselves with respect to this sort of thing, rather than reading the McAfee report when it comes out, whether it's worth examining, providing some information, whether it's worth putting together our own report. No idea. I'm just asking. Don, did you want to say something here? Grab a microphone.
This is an issue that the CPTLD board are addressing. We've actually also actively invited them to come to our meeting, our next meeting, LA, to explain the detail behind it. And I think if you look at some of the programs that the CCNSO has run in terms of anti-phishing and that sort of stuff, I think it could very well be useful for the CCNSO in its administrative workshop or non-technical workshop or what have you in Cairo to get McAfee there and perhaps have a bit of a theme in terms of that those rankings or anti-phishing or farming or that sort. That's going to get them along.
Hey, I don't think I'm actually asking anybody to do anything today. I'm just asking about whether we need to do anything at all. And perhaps we could, again, put that on the agenda for our next council call. But I wanted to flag it because I promised Jonathan that we'd at least start to think about it. I suspect it hasn't caused me any inconvenience whatsoever, et cetera, et cetera. But if the information itself is inaccurate and if it's being used to the detriment of one of our okay. Cool. That brings us to a membership application from .dz, which everybody should have a copy of. Gabby sent out. It's old Algeria, which is amazing. It doesn't have a D in it or a Z in it. They must be really delighted with that one. Ayana has concerned that... pardon? Oh, it's from the Arabic name. Oh, fantastic. Pick up the microphone. What's the Arab name?
It's named Al-Jazair. So D-Z is Jazair.
Okay, wow. Well, there you go. See? Ayana's concerned that there are no problems with it, that it's from the right person, etc., etc. So unless there's discussion, I ask for a proposer for the resolution, we Algeria joins as a member. Nashua, would you like to propose that? Thank you. Anybody like to second that? Robert, thank you. All those in favour? Oscar?
Abstention, Chris. I was unable to follow the whole discussion, so I prefer to abstain.
Did you say that? Oh, okay. It's a membership application, Oscar, from Algeria.
Okay, okay. I am agree.
Thank you.
Okay, well.
Anyone against? Excellent. So, welcome to Algeria. I now have to try and figure out how I do my usual welcome. Is it Arabic? It's in Arabic. I've got that one stored on the computer, so I'll be okay with that one. The next item is any other business. I've got two things at least in that. Olivier, do you want to deal with yours first?
Yes, we had yesterday, meaning the first CCNSO, a CCTLD dinner. Sounds like people had fun. That's nice. This dinner wouldn't have been possible without the support, wide support of many CCs from every region, ICANN region. We had the support from .us, .nl, .uk, .twau, .nz, .mx, and also the Collège International and AFTLD have provided efforts to contribute and to associate African CCTLDs in sponsoring this dinner. So I would like to ask the Council to thank them for this support.
I think we can probably do that. We can put a resolution that Council thanks the sponsors. Would the sponsor like to stand? Do you want to stand up, Rob? The Council thanks the who sponsored the first CCNSO members dinner. And can I have a proposal for that?
A friendly, also laboring.
Yes, so sorry. So we thank them. Can I have a proposal? Olivier, would you like to propose the resolution given that it's seconded? Did Nashua? I think we should pass that resolution by acclamation. Second item of any other business is a resolution that I would like to propose to thank Olivier for the extraordinary job that he did organising dinner last night. It was really quite amazing. And that mobile telephone mast in the distance that lit up the whole time, that was just very special. That was amazing.
When people start to thank you for their own work and support, it means that something is working.
So can we resolve that the Council thanks Olivier for extraordinary job he did in organising last night and looks forward to him organising the one in Cairo.
Check on that.
Thank you.
Gabby, I had... Yes, Lovina.
Is there a space for a topic in the Daniando business?
What's that?
I wanted to put on the table, perhaps, we could discuss a bit the things that we just mentioned this morning over breakfast. The issue of domain name front running. We know whether we could do anything, and I'm not talking here about any rules or guidelines, just to talk about it.
Okay, I think that's a topic that we need to get a brief on first and put on our agenda for discussion rather than actually just discuss it off the bat. So can we agree that we'll ask Abby to get a brief together on front running? She has nothing else to do. Gabby and Bart get a brief together on front running, and then at the next or the one after conference call we'll have a discussion about it, if that's okay. Okay. Now, I had one other item Which deal with? Does anyone else have any?
A quick one, maybe just an update about the CCLE community mailing list. How many currently you have subscribed?
Yeah, you need a microphone.
Last time I checked, which was yesterday, I think we had 95 or something. And I have had a few more requests, so we're almost 100, I'd say.
Now, the other item that I had was the... sorry, young
man. And that's not just the number of people, but the number of CCTLEs represented?
The CCMSO GAC liaison working group. Now, the current situation with that is, as you know, that's the working group that actually organizes joint meetings. So in the GAC, and could be doing some other things as well, such as getting clear what the relevant issues are that we need to work together on, especially now that we've established a relationship with the IDNC working group. The problem with it has been that the GAC has a relatively high turnover of people in the sense that, you know, civil servants come and go. And, of course, Martin was actually chairing that working group on the GAC side. So Yanis, I believe, should be, if he doesn't actually achieve it today, should be relatively quickly reconstituting the GAC side of that working group. And there will be five or six people appointed by the GAC to the working group, with the goal that they work with our side of that working group to put on a proper joint GAC NSO meeting. Iro. Now Keith and Hilda and who else is on that? Anyway, one of the problems is that what happens, of course, is that we're all very busy, and so things do sometimes tend to get left until the last minute. But one of the great things about these meetings, of course, is that you can get together. But again, the problem is that not everybody's always here. So we were thinking that what we might do is expand the CCPLD membership of the working group. We obviously offer the GAC the opportunity to do the same thing, but expand the CCTLD membership of the working group so that there's more chance of more people being in meetings when they meet and on a call if they have a call. And I know that Hilda would think that that's a worthwhile exercise, and so does Keith. In fact, he suggested it to me today. So I don't think we have to do any... Well, we probably do now. We have to pass a resolution. So that... Better change the working group structure. Okay, so is there any discussion on that, or is everyone happy just to... Well, can I suggest that what we do in that case is that we draft something and the change and put it on the our counter call agenda. Okay. Any other business from anybody? And in that case, I will... Sorry.
Yeah, I've forgotten something, sorry, about Yana working groups again. I've been informed that Mr. Badiel from Burkina Faso is not anymore linked to the CCTLD from BF, so that he would leave his seat and we will need to relaunch a call for participation to renew this particular seat for Africa. Just for information, I think shortly after the Paris meeting, we'll send a call for someone from Africa, from some CC representative, to be member of the Yana Working Group. Anyone else?
Okay, in that case, I will officially close. Thank you very much indeed, everybody. Oscar, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I don't think I kept quiet because I didn't think you needed to pass a resolution every time thanking you, but I would just like to thank you, and I hope you've been with everyone.